Hello and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Today we're talking about a planned overhaul inside one of America's busiest transit systems. Riders there will soon be brought into the 21st century with payment options using smart technologies. First, let's get a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity-management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
It's way outdated, but not for long. The country's largest multimodal transit system is finally getting a makeover. The Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority, or SEPTA, is taking steps toward contactless payments. Richard Maloney is the authority's Director of Public Affairs.
SEPTA has the dishonor right now of having one of the oldest fare collection systems of any major transit system in the country. We are still using tokens. I think we're the last one using tokens, paper transfers. It certainly is not up to modern technology. It's not efficient for our customers, and it certainly isn't efficient from our standpoint, from a revenue standpoint.
It'll take a few years before the modernization of the payment and collection system is fully implemented, but it's bound to be welcome relief for at least some of SEPTA's 1 million daily riders. Commuters have a variety of travel options. They can take trips by bus, trolley, subway, or rail. The authority serves a 5-county area.
It's Philadelphia and the 4 suburban surrounding communities, as well as regional rail service to Trenton, New Jersey, and Wilmington, Delaware. So it's a large urban bus and subway system, as well as an extensive bus system in our suburbs and regional rail. It's a project that is going to affect every single one of our customers. It reaches everybody. Everybody who has to pay a fare is going to be affected by this project, and hopefully they will all benefit from it.
In the core of Philadelphia lies Center City, the business district, and approximately 70% of the people who work there ride SEPTA, so it has a large impact not only on transportation, but also on the region's economy. It's easy to wonder why the authority didn't move to update the payment system sooner, but Maloney says it comes down to money. The cost of converting this antiquated system to a high-tech one is an estimated $175 million. Work to upgrade the fare boxes on buses is already underway.
For the riders, they will be able to use either a SEPTA card, which they can purchase. They'll be able to use their cell phones or building ID cards or their driver's license in some cases or government-issued cards. Use almost any device that they can upload value to that can be read by a machine that can take their ticket.
Maloney describes the new payment technology project as a huge capital investment in the system. After a long wait for funding, SEPTA has been approved for a private low-interest loan. A request for proposals has gone out to vendors, and planners hope to award a contract for the Smart Card Initiative this summer.
The greatest technical challenge we have right now is implementing the system we choose on our regional rail system. It is an old system going back to the Civil War. It has 155 stations. They are open stations. It's not a closed system. And figuring out the technicalities of collecting fares from those customers is going to be the largest challenge this project has. So how long it's going to take to implement the infrastructure on this, we're saying 2.5 to 3 years.
For now, SEPTA users must go to a ticket office to buy tokens or a day pass. The authority recently held an open house for the public to learn more about its plans for the new payment system. Maloney says the response from riders has been positive.
Again, the system we have right now is quite antiquated. You can't load value onto credit cards or any kind of payment card right now. You still have to go to a SEPTA station for the most part to buy a fare instrument. So they're looking for the efficiency on our system that they are already getting at a supermarket or an ATM or a department store.
And by the way, cash will still be accepted. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.